Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Okay, major win, Lee, for Donald Trump, and I know you know this. Major win for Donald Trump, Supreme Court.
Yeah, yeah.
Not only does he get the desperately needed ability to deport people to third party countries,
right. So
a lot of the worst countries won't take him back. You know, how do we get rid of Nicaragua? Because, you know, Venezuela keeps changing their minds. Sometimes they take them, sometimes they don't. Well, you know what? We'll just dump you in South Sudan. We hear it's nice this time of year. But wait, I'm from Venezuela. I don't even speak. What do they speak there?
Sudanese, I guess. I don't know.
Your problem. You're going. And this was such an important fight because if these criminals... Because that's a lot of who these countries won't take back. If these criminals see, oh my gosh, I don't know. I don't want to go to South Sudan. I think I'll just walk back to Iran where I came from. And that's why this was so important. And the Supreme Court blistered liberal U.S. District Court Judge Brian Murphy because he ordered the flight frozen, endangering immigration officials stuck in Djibouti, guarding a group of convicted criminals. Or depending how you look at them, fabulous future Democrat voters.
Maryland
depending
fathers,
on your
I guess.
Perspective, yes. Who were destined for South Sudan until Murphy blocked the flight, literally endangering the lives of these individuals. But they don't care, they're Democrats. So that was a 6-3 ruling, very devastating. And listen to what happened overnight, okay? I mean, this thing could not have gone more clown show. There's no words for it. This is not even real. I mean, it shouldn't be real, but it's happening. An activist liberal judge in Boston decidedly to overrule the Supreme Court.
Wait a minute.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Somebody hasn't checked the organizational chart, have they?
Nope. An activist judge decided the Supreme Court ruling allowing Trump to deport illegals to third countries like Sudan does not apply to them.
You know, that judge...
To Trump.
That judge should immediately be impeached. I mean, whether you agree with the ruling or not, it's immaterial. You can't overrule the U.S. Supreme Court as a lower court.
I mean,
that's a threat to our democracy.
Yes. Or it would be if we had a democracy.
Exactly, yes.
As you know, and I know we both know this is a republic, but whatever. So anyway, yeah, so Stephen Miller losing his mind last night on Fox News, and rightfully so. So, I mean, what is this judge doing? This activist judge in Boston, honestly, Lee, might as well have written this opinion in crayon with pictures to go along with it of people in black robes. But yeah, no, what the left needs, because they are so far in the wrong here that it is ridiculous— they need law to cite, even if the law is ridiculous. Because if you look at these, a lot of these opinions these judges are issuing, they're like half a page long, a page long. I used to cover federal court. I covered it for years. And judges did not want to be overturned. That was very embarrassing, no matter whether you were appointed by a Republican or Democrat. This was back in normal constitutional times in America. And so you would write these 120 page opinions to try to shore up what you were doing with every piece of law you could find. They can't do that because what they're doing here is a joke. So they're creating bogus precedent to cite in their other bogus precedent rulings. So some other judge will say, well, you know, this Boston judge says that Supreme Court rulings that the Trump administration can resume deporting to third party countries. And we overrule that. It doesn't apply to them. Well, that's silly. But now they've got other stuff they can cite. So maybe their rulings will be like, I don't know, Lee, a page long now. Page and a half?
Yeah.
Look, this is all just trying to hit the brakes, trying to hit the brakes, trying to hit the brakes. Trying to hold on to as many of these illegal immigrant criminals as possible because they're part of the trafficking networks.
Well, I think they're going beyond hitting the brakes. I think they're opening the door and sticking their feet out in the... trying to stop the vehicle.
Yeah. So That's where we are this morning. That'll get overturned. But that's the level of desperation to hold on to these voters. And I really thought that the Democrats would make, again, some single mom trying to support two kids who's an illegal immigrant working in a hotel at night or something. I thought they'd make her the face of this. But they are fighting, and never forget this, they're fighting the hardest for violent gangsters with criminal records.
Yeah.
That's who the face of this is. That's who they care about the most. You can see, I mean, they're only going through the motions with the moms. They've had a couple of those cases where moms have been deported. They have American-born children. They end up taking them with them. They've made something of a swirl about that. But for the most part, they're fighting the hardest for the gang members.
I can just see the ads in the 2026 general election where you can show the Democrats, and they have shots of these illegal immigrants in prison. This is who your Democrat Party is fighting for. Then you can have the shots of what Donald Trump and the Republicans are fighting for, and that's the working people of America.
Yes. The ones that Democrats are trying to replace.
Exactly.
With the voters brought by these gangsters.
Yes. And who have no concern for their safety, as they, in the previous administration, were allowing people to immigrate into this country, attracting them into this country on a regular basis, giving them benefits, and then not holding them responsible for crimes committed against actual American citizens.
Yeah. I mean, if you look at, okay, who's gotten the most media attention? Who has really been the face of this whole thing? It's St. Kilmer.
Yeah.
Abrego Garcia, the Maryland man.
Yeah, exactly.
And wife beater.
Yes.
And mom murderer.
That too.
Allegedly.
Yes.
Yeah. So that's who they care the most about. That's where the media attention's gone. That's where all the energy is gone. Because what? Why would you try to save this guy? Because no matter how bad it looks, he's a human trafficker. The most valuable, and a gang member, the most valuable kind of future Democrat voter. We need him to stay here. And that is why they are fighting so hard to have him released. Why? Again, precedent, legal precedent. When we have a violent, illegal immigrant criminal who's a multiple time, felon because he's reentered the country, he's human trafficking, he's going to be tried on felonies, we have to release him into the country. That is the precedent that they are trying to set right now. And that's why that judge, incredibly liberal judge, ordered Trump to release him on U.S. soil as he awaits trial. Why? So he can escape. You know what he'll do, Lee? He'll go hide in a sanctuary city. That's what he's going
to
do.
Well, that way a judge doesn't have to sneak him out the back door, Tara.
There is that. And then we don't have to go to the trouble of putting that judge in
exactly
prison. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, that's good. That's cool.
Oh, boy.
So all of that going on. Meanwhile, Stephen Miller last night just absolutely raging on Sean Hannity over this because, you know, as he's had, they're having this great, awesome, amazing victory. As they're having this great victory with the Supreme Court, literally a lower court judge is overruling the Supreme Court as if that's a thing.
Yes, this is an incredible victory, the Supreme Court win. It allows President Trump, as the law has long said, but the courts have blocked, it allows President Trump to send illegal aliens convicted of rape, murder, homicide, assault, battery, crimes against children to any country around the world that is willing to accept them. So whether that be South Sudan or whether it be Somalia or whether it be Ethiopia, any country in the world that is willing to accept these monsters, we can get them out of our country and be free of them forever.
Yes, that's what that is. Okay, meanwhile, this is just breaking news right now. Trump saying he's not happy with Israel or Iran. And he says that both Israel and Iran violated the ceasefire. He's not happy, blah, blah, blah. Okay. What is going on right now? This is Trump distancing himself from the fact that, that Israel is about to kick Iran's butt really, really hard. They've been marginally clear in the last 48 hours or so about, hey, you know, that Ayatollah might need to die. And we've got the entire top tier, Lee, of Iranian military officials is dead now. And we're into tier two. The Mossad, this broke overnight, was calling them. This is crazy. Calling them on their phone. Listen to this. Calling their spouses and dropping handwritten notes off at their houses in Iran with the message, we can find you.
Yeah.
And telling them, look, you've got 12 hours to choose. You can either be like the entire upper layer of the military who's dead now, we killed them all, or you can make a video denouncing Khomeini and quit. Your choice.
Yeah.
And that has come out. The mainstream media is, of course, outraged. What does that mean? Israel is getting ready to kill tier two of the Iranian military. And Iran stupidly gave them all the rope they needed last night by hitting that bomb shelter and killing that family of four. And Iran's like, oh, us? No, that wasn't us. That bomb must have fallen from the sky. Maybe it was a proxy. Check with them. Yeah, okay, whatever. Israel's not buying it. So Trump knows Israel is about to really release, like open a can of major whoop-ass. And he is right. You can tell what's going on. He's distancing himself from Israel. Yeah, well, I'm not happy with them right now. It's the family size
version of that too.
What do you mean? Oh, the family size version of whoop. Yeah, there's about to be whoop-ass. And you can tell that because, again, the Mossad has called them and said, listen, this is your last chance. We don't want to kill you. You get a promotion and you die. Or you could just run from the Ayatollah because he'll try to kill you for denouncing him. Good luck. Hey, might want to take your chances with the Ayatollah. He's kind of on the ropes. Make the video. So there we go. But that's why Trump just said that. That's why he just slammed Israel, because he doesn't want to look like he's doing this. He's already got enough problems from Marjorie Taylor Greene and Tucker Carlson and the rest. But you're about to see round two. Iran's about to get his butt whooped.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You know what the weirdest thing is? Less than a decade ago, an Islamic terrorist pledged allegiance to ISIS, executed 50 people at an Orlando gay bar, the Pulse nightclub. Calls up 911. I mean, he's literally sitting there. He's shooting like he's in a shooting gallery, like a ducks or something. And he's on 911. He's calling the operator. Yeah, I want to let you know. I want to make sure you know that I am a jihadist, okay? And I'm with ISIS. I'm with them. And I'm carrying out this slaughter. Well, it was a few months before the presidential election. Couldn't have that happen. And so the FBI came in, confiscated the 911 tapes, and held them for over a year past the election. Get Barack Obama over the hump was the plan. Or get the Democrats over the hump, I should say. Barack Obama was in office. It was, I think, Trump versus Hillary. Anyway, it was 2016. So covering up for Barack Obama's intransigence, the FBI swooped in, grabbed the 911 tapes, wouldn't let anyone have them despite multiple FOIA requests, and then painted it as if the guy who did the shooting was just a gay man, very frustrated, broke up with his boyfriend, got mad, shot up the gay bar. No, he was an Islamist, but they hid it. It's the kind of services the FBI provides. That's why we call them the FBI. They're just one big fat lie. And they work all day long constructing lies for the media to tell. And, you know, occasionally a couple people around Kash Patel do some good stuff. So that's where we were. Less than a decade ago, the Pulse nightclub shot up by an Islamic terrorist, killing 50 people. But blows my mind. How do we go from an Islamic terrorist killing 50 people at an Orlando gay bar to liberal LGBT activists marching with people wearing kafayas in under a decade? Someone explain to me. I put this up from all over the country, and these marches, it's like just the kafaya, there's the Hamas flag, the Iranian flag, and they're marching side by side with people with transgender flags. And I'm like, wow, that dude would hang that dude if they were in his home country. Hang them right from a crane. How? Like, just how? I put one up on my X feed this morning. It's got the Iranian flag and the Pride flag flying together. And you're like, what? It's weird. It's weird. By the way, have you noticed something? Yeah, and you saw this all over the country with the No Kings rallies, too. You saw it in some of the Greenville pictures. It's very hip right now. You're either for Hamas, for Iran, for Islamic terror, and also carrying the trans flag, like the transgender celebration flag. So you like the one that's like pink and blue and white, or the rainbow flag. Have you noticed something else? you'll see that symbolism. Sometimes you see the Mexican flag too, when they're marching. Start paying attention to it. There is one thing you will not catch, though, and that's an American flag. In fact, folks, I think the Democrat Party, if you watch, just start paying attention to their marches. You see pictures of it. You know, maybe B-roll background. I think the Democrat Party has adopted the Pride flag as the American flag, as their version of it. I think it is now, it's become more than about Pride. And here's why I say that. Because when they're marching in these marches, and this has really been something I've noticed over the last few weeks, it's really interesting. They're in L.A., they're fighting for legal immigrants and illegal immigrant criminals to remain free, roam around America and eventually vote one day for Democrats. Why are you flying the Pride flag in that? It'd be a combo of the Mexican flag, again, Hamas, kafayas, Palestinian, you know, stuff, symbolism, and the Pride flag. No America flag. And I'm like, but you're marching for illegal immigrants. And then you come over here and see the No Kings rallies. And it's kafayas and the Pride flag. Sometimes the Iranian flag, Palestinian, Hamas, symbolism, and then the kafayas again. I'm like, but that's not even relevant to this protest topic. And they're marching together. It is the strange thing. And then you go to these university campuses and watch what's going on there. Again, you've got kafayas, hijabs. Think Colombia. They just let that nut job out, the one who's here on a visa, and a Pride flag. And I'm like, do you people have any idea what the guy with the activist standing next to you, the one Trump's trying to deport, would do to you in his own country? You wouldn't make it 5 minutes. In fact, you would want to have a running start. If he's standing next to you and the camera's rolling, you would want to have a running start if you're the guy with the Pride flag. And it's like, they don't get it. It's the I don't know. Something to start paying attention to. Once you see it, you can't unsee it. Texture writes, Tara, what's the rainbow flag with a triangle on the end? Neighbors just put up. Okay, so it started off as the original rainbow flag, which was a Pride symbol, like a gay Pride symbol, LGBTQ. And then they added the triangle is a lot of the transgender identification stuff. So it's your standard transgender male, female, cross sex, but then it's intersex and two-spirit and all of the other within the old transgender, I don't know what you call it, world lexicon, something like that. That's what that part represents. So they've had to add a whole bunch more colors to it. Texture writes, Tara, you have to understand the concept of intersectionality. I do, and I'm not going to explain it. You can look it up yourself. Texter writes, hey, Tara, I was in Walmart yesterday. Okay, wait, that's too long to read. And Texter writes, hey, Tara, can't we just give Democrats California and put up a border wall? Well, you know, I've been for that for many years, but I mean, it would have to be really, really high. You know what I mean? Because I don't want him getting over it. I don't know. And we'll talk. We'll talk some more about it.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Where did the nuclear fissile material go? And could anybody be dropping off that bomb Russia said people wanted to give Iran? Here's Maria Bartiromo and Gordon Chang on that.
We know that China was sending flights, cargo flights, into Iran. What is on those planes?
Yeah, we don't know. But we know this isn't good because those planes are turning off their transponders as they approach Iranian airspace. China is sending something it doesn't want the world to know. It could be ammunition, could be drones, pretty unlikely about that. But it also could be nuclear weapons. We just don't know.
Unbelievable.
Folks, when it comes right down to it, and again, to me, the turning point, I mean, much about this at the time, I was one of the few who did. It was just a blip in the news. Finding out that China was doing the targeting for over 130 strikes again, on our cargo vessels and on our naval ships in the Red Sea. That's war. At that point, that changes everything. When you're on the verge of getting a nuclear weapon, you've already got nuclear fissile material. That's going to end up tipped on Houthi missiles. It's only a matter of time. China's at war with us, and Iran is their proxy. And that was very, very clear. You know, those three nuke, I got to get this in every hour. So if you ride in with me for all 4 hours and you listen to the whole thing, bear with me. I've got to get this through. Everybody's talking about Fordo, which is the big nuclear facility in Iran that we blew up and did some extent of damage to. But nobody's talking about Isfahan. And the fact that there are not one, not two, but three Chinese nuclear reactors. There are over 3,000 scientists working there, Chinese and Iranian scientists, or they were working there. Why? This is not Iran's nuke program. It's China's. It's China's. Gordon Chang gets that. And when you listen to this clip from him, he is a Chinese dissident, and he's also with the Gatestone Institute. When you listen to him explain this to Maria Bartiromo, Trump's intense interest in Iran, especially after they sent four assassins to kill him, three of whom we have in federal custody right now, it all begins to make sense.
You have a new op-ed on how Israel just ended China's power status in the Middle East. Very interesting.
Yeah. If we go back to March 2023, it looked like China was going to drive the U.S. out of the region. That's the month where China brokered that deal between Saudi Arabia and Iran. Last year in July, China got 14 Palestinian factions to go to Beijing to sign what's called the Beijing Declaration, the Unity Pact. So we were sort of on the back foot. But with President Trump going to the region last month, that's really triumphal trip, and Israel targeting Iran, which is China's proxy. The Iranians don't think they're a proxy of anyone, but the Chinese think Iran is a proxy. And China's been fully supporting Iran's attack on Israel. So right now, China's policies in the Middle East are just in tatters.
Well, I mean, you might want to reference this is like Hitler losing Italy during the 1940s. I mean, China losing Iran is a big deal.
It's an enormous deal because China thought that it could drive the U.S. out of the region, could sort of start this momentum around the world that the U.S. was in retreat everywhere. And now it's the Chinese that are having problems. Remember.
Yep. And it all makes sense. What have we learned from mainstream media recent weeks? Who was really running the White House? It was three key aides, but it was Hunter and Jill. The people who received the $30 million that the entire Biden family got. We knew that from the IRS whistleblowers. They laundered it, took it in bribes. And remember, they knew Joe was the big guy and the whole family got it. Well, who's running the place? The family. Who do they answer to? China. We know that from the laptop. There is all kinds of Hunter on there going back and forth with the Chinese. He even saved his texts to the laptop where he's demanding more money, saying, I'm sitting here with the big guy. You better send the money. That's compromise. China has it all. So China, what would China want? Let the Iranian nuclear program go forward. We're going to use them as a proxy. Now you've got Iranians on American soil trying to kill Trump. See how it all lines up? It's so much bigger than, hey, just leave Iran alone. Let them have a nuke. We're Republicans. We don't mind campaigning from a bunker while they try to kill us during election season. It'll be fine. No, it'll be good. You know who nailed this every night? And this causes me great physical pain to have to play this clip, but it was so well said. Senator Lindsey Graham.
Yeah, so let's put this in context. In a few hours, Donald Trump reversed the damage done to America by Biden's withdrawal from Afghanistan by destroying Iran's nuclear facilities by using B-2 bombers, helping Israel, but delivering a decisive blow, which was bold and brilliant. President Trump let every other adversary in the world know Joe Biden doesn't live in the White House anymore. There's a new
sheriff in town. Sorry, I clipped that wrong. So where do we stand right now? Victor Davis Hanson nails it.
Although Israel has done the unbelievable, we had this conversation on October 8th of 2023. We would have said the very idea that they're going to take on the formidable Hezbollah legions, that they're going to destroy Hamas, that they're going to neutralize some of the Houthis, that they're going to cause the Assad dynasty to flee, that Russia is going to be out of the Middle East, that Iran is going to be defenseless. no one would have believed it. Their only problem, Israel's, will be overconfidence. After the Six-Day War, the Yom Kippur surprise happened. After their success since then, we had October 7th to the day, 50 years later. I don't think they're going to get overconfident anymore. As far as the United States, they have restored the deterrence that was lost by Joe Biden in a variety of ways, but most spectacularly in Afghanistan. So it's a very tense situation. No one can predict what's going to follow. But for right now, things are much better now after Saturday night than they were before.
You bet they are. Now, folks, I want to give you one caveat here, right? This is still fraught with danger. We have the upper hand. Israel has decimated the entire top tier of the Iranian military. They are gone. The second tier has had notes, handwritten notes, delivered to their houses by the Israelis. They've gotten phone calls, or their spouses have, saying, we will kill you if you accept the Ayatollah's invitation to fill the shoes of all of the dead top-tier military. When the Mossad says that to you, they're going to do it. And that's why you're watching what's going on your TV right now. Trump is distancing himself from Israel. He's trashing Israel right now, and Iran, both for saying they broke the ceasefire. I'm not happy with Iran and Israel now. He's telling Israel not to do anything because he knows Israel's about to take out the second tier of the military. And hopefully the Ayatollah. We cannot go forward and risk the Ayatollah stays in place and Democrats win election again. I mean, Republican candidates won't be able to survive the run for office. It can't happen. Meanwhile, coming up, where is the nuclear material? Folks, this is not without danger. We don't know for certain where it is, but some new news broke on that overnight too. I'll have that coming up next. Dang, y'all. UK Daily Mail, just shy of an hour ago, breaking this headline: NATO sounds alarm over massive Chinese military buildup and potential for Taiwan invasion. I'm just letting that sink in for a minute, because I know you're in your car and you're doing things and you're moving things around. You're sipping your coffee. You're trying to get to work. Wait, what? The head of NATO just warned that a massive buildup of China's military that they're watching raises the risk of potential invasion of Taiwan. Massive military buildup. That's according to NATO Secretary General Mark Rutte. Yeah. Mr. Rutte added that if China moves in on Taiwan, there's a possibility Beijing would draw in Vladimir Putin, impacting European security. Okay, so let me break this down. What's going on right now? Okay, first of all, the thing to know about China is they've been running these massive military drills as if they're going to take Taiwan. They've been doing it for like 2 years. It's Joe Biden lets them do things like that, and with no consequence of any kind. And so they will full on surround Taiwan and do a drill that looks all the way on up to the end like they're taking it. And then they'll sort of dissipate, or they'll just park the ships in a flanking move where they're blocking off any sort of incoming help for Taiwan with a message to the U.S. like, look, you're going to help Taiwan. You're going to have to fight your way in. They've been doing that for a year and a half, 2 years now. So, this could be just another one of those. This could be the greatest of those. Or maybe they're thinking they're going to take Taiwan. Or maybe it's Mark Rutte, knowing that the general public doesn't know that China has been doing this with an increasing level of menace, and just kind of setting up the importance of the NATO summit. I don't know which it is. Or this could be a desperation move by NATO. I'm sorry, by China, because they just lost their key proxy, Iran. I mean, Trump just literally humiliated them before the entire world. This whole thing really is not even about Iran. It's about China. And I laid that out in the last hour and dug in deep into it yesterday in my Battleground America podcast. I mean, we're talking about one of those three top nuclear facilities. It's run by China in Iran. Their nuclear weapons labs are inside of it. They have three reactors. We blew it up. So this is the first time we've actually pushed back on China. We have a president who isn't owned and controlled by China through compromise and bribery. And China was just absolutely humiliated in the Middle East. And I played that audio for you from Maria Bartiromo. This isn't about Iran. It's about China. So I don't know. I don't want to go too far with it, but I just want to read you the headline again, just broke in the UK Daily Mail. NATO sounds alarm over massive Chinese military buildup and potential for Taiwan invasion. Look, folks, if they do try to take Taiwan to save face, good. Now let them have it. You know what we'll do? We'll do that. We'll finally put that 500% tariff on Russia and China. I don't think Trump's going to fight him. I don't think we have to fight him. Because right now, Trump is boxed in by China. China won the last round of trade negotiations with Trump. It wasn't Trump's fault. It's just they said, okay, we'll yank the rare earth minerals then. Joe Biden let us get a monopoly, shut down your own mines there in America, can't use them for 20 years. So we'll just deny rare earth minerals to your auto manufacturers. Well, the auto industry freaked. And China then said, okay, how about this? We'll let your top three auto manufacturers have rare earth minerals so they can go back to competing with the rest of the world. But you let all 500,000 of our spies, I mean students, bring their bioweapons into your country. Trump was humiliated and had to agree. That's why this is going on. China thinks they've been humiliated on the one hand by Trump and Iran, but they're pulling the other Trump card. Well, was Trump going to stop us? They need rare earth minerals. But what China doesn't get, if this is what they're doing, is that Trump needs that over-the-top justification to turn to the auto industry and go, look, guys, it's going to get really hard for a while. I'm gonna have to tear up the heck out of them and finally cut our ties with China. That's got to happen. They cannot be allowed, folks, to bring a bioweapon in here every other week. And that's where they are now. Interesting. Going to be interesting to see what's going on. What a day. What a week.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.